This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the DJV program, D period, J period, V period. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner on Victoria Keith, and I'm Doug Steffen. You can hear the on-demand podcast of the program. Listen to what's trending. You want to know what we have been talking about with regard to trending things. There are lists everywhere. Check out the DJV show podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The situation that has been trending, and more people are trying to figure out what to do when it comes to schools and the mask mandate. The Education Department, the federal, arguing with some of the state, the Departments of Education, which shows you that we have too much bureaucracy. It ought to be a local thing, and that's it. No state, no federal. Just the locals decide what's best. After all, don't the locals know what's best in their area? I'm sure some bureaucrat sitting on his butt in an office in Washington doesn't know what's going on in Des Moines, Iowa, really and truly, or in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where we're both those places you can hear this program, all over South Carolina, Tennessee, you name it. Don't the locals have the key to understanding what's best for their jurisdiction? Yes or no, ladies?
Sure, if you're going to base it, I mean, this is COVID-related, right? So if you're going to base it on what your county's cases of COVID are, then, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't have kids in school, so I don't have a horse in this race, but sure, it makes sense to have the local people deciding.
If you trust your local government. I mean, I come from the local government that said outdoor dining spreads COVID and they shut down all the restaurants.
Jennifer, you don't trust the local government. You don't trust the state government. You don't trust the federal
government. I don't trust most of the governments. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, with reason, I mean, I think I trust people until they give me a reason not to. And the reason not to is when they shut businesses down and they said, well, we have science that says outdoor dining is bad for you.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And, and then they could never prove the science. They could never prove anything that they were talking about. But you can't,
because if you ignore it,
you can't ignore it.
They're going to arrest you, and you go to jail, and you go to trial, and then you prove them to be the idiots that they are.
But too many adults are getting involved with schools now. This is like, I mean, we've seen riots outside of schools, teachers being attacked, local politicians being attacked. It's crazy.
Okay.
Let the kids go and actually learn. If they have to wear a mask, fine. Just go and wear a mask and learn.
I think the other thing, the other element of this is you're assuming that the local government is really involved with these decisions. I mean, so often what's happening with education now is that the teachers union comes in and makes all of these demands on the school districts.
And
they're acting in ways that aren't necessarily prioritizing the kids or, for that matter, the teachers.
All about them.
They're just looking for political control. And so that's also disturbing.
Vote for Gavin Newsom. That's what they say at the union. Okay. So the situation here in terms of the standoff, you wear a mask, you ought not to wear a mask, the yada of all of this. One of the things that has come to the surface yesterday, I think I've said the last three or four programs that I was going to get the third shot. And now I'm thinking better of it. I guess I'm glad I didn't go a week ago Friday when I first thought I'm going to go get it done right now, because if I got a booster shot, what I'm going to get is more of what I already got.
Right.
And it may not be, and this is what the Food for Thought Department has told me, the essence of what a new booster needs to look like is what the variants are looking like at the moment. And so they don't have a booster shot that addresses Lambda or Delta. So why put more of the other stuff?
Or the other new one coming out of South Africa. That's another one that's that people are watching now.
The murder hornet virus, whatever it is. I think that's kind of where what are you ladies going to do? You agree with me?
I'm going to wait. Yeah. I mean, you and I talked about this. We kind of like actually talked it out on the air yesterday as
we
were going through, you know, the kind of it was a comprehensive collection or curation of reports that the New York Times had done. And I was surprised that it was sort of not, certainly not anti-booster, but definitely there was a lot of question.
Usually I don't agree with much in the New York Times, but I look at it because it's like reading the magazines. I read Mother Jones and Newsmax and Reason every month because I want to know what the points of view are of all sides of the various issues.
But I thought it was a very well done collection of different scientific reports,
yeah,
and it kind of all points to it might be better to just hold off a bit. Yeah.
Speaking of holding off, apparently there's a study out from Goldman Sachs, the biggest money managers in the world. Goldman Sachs report suggests that 750,000 households will face eviction before the end of the year. Now, the Supreme Court blocked Biden's eviction moratorium, so that means that people can, and I think we were going through this yesterday too, right? The number of people who are behind on their rent and are likely to get booted. The landlords around the country are owed billions of dollars. And if you can't pay your mortgage, most all of we think of landlords as being these huge conglomerate, these big buildings. We have a bunch of them here in Framingham now, 2,000, 800, whatever. No, the average renter lives in a four-family home that's owned by an individual or a family. Oftentimes it's a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter who has bought a unit for extra income. And the mortgages are always on those properties. I know I can name you a dozen. I could bring you around Framingham, show you a dozen of those places. In fact, my father and I, when I was much younger, used to do the same thing. We'd buy these 2-3 family homes, fix them up, rent them out. And then, 4 or 5 years later, when my father got nervous, we'd sell them. And so that's what's going on.
Were those types of land, because, coming from New York City, I've never had anything but a massive management company and property owner, that have been my landlords for many years. But they, and I do believe that they should be treated differently from the person that you're describing,
yes,
the mom and pop. So did those landlords qualify for small business loans?
Yes.
They didn't get anything. No, as far as, I don't know. I talked
to... Well, if they had a company, they did.
But there are a lot of people, the people you're talking about have extra, like, for instance, I met this guy, I think I told you guys about him a few weeks ago at a speaking engagement that I did, and he came up to me and he's like, I own one building, it's got 6 units in it, and he said...
Yeah, that's the typical.
He said, I've only gotten rent out of 2 of the units. He said, the other ones owe me $40,000, $50,000, basically a piece. I haven't gotten rent in 2 years, almost 2 years now, because it was, a year, whatever. It was
so
February, it was February,
take,
but 2 years.
It from them.
Yeah, and he said, we haven't gotten any help. There was supposed to be all this assistance from the federal government for landlords that the states haven't figured out how to get out to the people yet. So he said, I've gotten no aid. He said, and then when I went to go show up and see if I could make deals with these people, he said, a couple of the units just told me I was a racist because it happened to be in one of the inner city areas of L.A. and that I needed to get off the
I'm so tired of that card being played baloney.
And so he's like, I don't know what to do. He's like, I'm never going to get that money again.
Well,
and
but I'm finding...
That's why I'm saying. I feel like those people in Jen's example, they need to be treated very differently from the massive conglomerates that I rented from in New York.
The EIDL money is still available, and if they have any kind of number, I'm talking about they have some kind of federal ID number, whether even a Social Security number or an EIN number, employment number, whatever it is, they can get a loan. They can get it forgiven. If it's $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, the feds will forgive it. I know because I went through the same process, and Jennifer, I think you did too, ultimately.
A lot of these people, though, because they aren't, like, I have a federal ID number. So I think for a lot of people, they don't know that they can even qualify for that.
Okay, so here's the other side of that, Jen.
Yeah.
A lot of people that own these, we have a big Brazilian population here in Framingham, and they own a lot of, they pay cash for stuff. There's no loans, there's no mortgages, there's no records, and they have 4 or 5 families, 6 families, 7 families, live in a building where there may be 5 or 6 bedrooms, and I'm sure that somebody's collecting rent from them. to pay the bills. But those are the kinds of, you know, those properties are the ones that are under the radar. So whatever happens with those, it's just, it's a difficult situation. I think it's going to be very messy, frankly, very soon. The European Union voting to recommend reinstating a ban on all non-essential travel from our country because of the high rate of COVID infections. This is something we thought was not going to happen again. This our country is not on the safe list, according to the European Union. So now, this is not going to last.
Yeah, we're way over the threshold of, I mean, technically, this is, there were a lot of people who were, you know, kind of condemning the EU because this feels retaliatory because, we haven't let them off our list either. So they've put us on the list. They took us off in June. Now they put us back on the no-fly list or no-travel list unless it's essential, but we never took them off. So there could be some politics here at play, but if they are sticking with whatever their standard of infection rate is, which is 70, no more than 75 cases per 100,000, America has blown way beyond that. So even if there were no behind-the-scenes politics, we wouldn't qualify by those standards.
The other thing, to go back just for a second, if we can, to the education part of this, apparently Florida has withheld money from a couple of school districts that did impose mask mandates. And again, I don't think this should be a federal or a state.
That was overruled, I think. They weren't allowed. They're not allowed to do that. No, so this is going to be tied up in courts for the next year, I think. All
right,
this stuff.
Here's another court case. Rebecca Furlitt, Chicago, told a judge that she didn't get the vaccine because she's had bad reactions to vaccines in the past. The judge revoked her custody of her child until she's inoculated. The father is vaccinated, a divorce case. So the father took the mother to court because she refused to get a vaccine. He was vaccinated, said it was child abuse. Judge agreed with the father. So the kid.
How is that even legally? I mean, that's insane. There's no precedent for that.
Listen.
Wow. We've lost our minds. We have lost our minds.
Yeah, it's really
so getting
crazy.
A vaccine or not getting a vaccine is child abuse. Wearing a mask is child abuse. Everything's child abuse now.
19 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
The pitch is moving up today.
Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
23 after the hour, our trending time, this hour of the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the Dougster, with a focus on Kacey Musgraves. Why do I remember that name?
Country singer,
songwriter.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so what's going on? She's going to do a tour, and is that in flying sort of in the face of consciousness of the public doesn't want they have these tours at the moment, or
well, it doesn't start till January. So, it's a 15-city limited tour right now, and I think a lot of artists are probably trying to test the waters to see what the response will be with ticket sales, and then they'll add more dates. So she kicks off January 19th in St. Paul, Minnesota, and then wraps February 20th in Los Angeles at the Staples Center. I was texting with our former producer, Kara. She and I are big Kacey Musgraves fans. Yeah. I don't care if I have to wear a hazmat suit. I am seeing Kacey on February 5th at MSG in New York. I do not care if I look like a crazy person sipping vodka through a straw in my hazmat suit. I will be there.
I wonder, because we've had a lot of concerts that were supposed to start this summer, and they've already, like Luke Bryan has rescheduled his tour.
Yeah.
A lot of them are rescheduling their tours already after we said a while ago, oh, it'll be fine by summer. And now a lot of those tours are getting rescheduled. So I don't know, especially indoor venues. It's risky.
Here's something that I love. I've always loved. I'm sure that Phil has all of the collection of ABBA music that you could possibly want. There's been a lot of covered a couple of PBS specials about the members of ABBA lately, and now they are they're looking to get back on into some public visibility, apparently, right? The TikTok channel.
Yeah.
So what are they doing with this?
Well, it's interesting that now of all of any year, right, that they're joining TikTok, but they said thank you for waiting, the journey is about to begin, and that's from Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annefrid.
Yeah.
And so with the hashtag ABBA Voyage, so we don't know what the ABBA Voyage is. Is this a cruise? Is this some sort of a new tour? We don't know. It confused a lot of people. And I don't know how many ABBA fans are on TikTok to know about this announcement.
So. Doug will be now.
I'm a big ABBA. I've always been a big ABBA fan. And the thing that I saw the other night, I think it was Saturday night on PBS, it was an hour devoted to Agnetha, who has been out of the scene for 10 years. Just stopped. She went out on her own after the ABBA thing, just kind of, they all argued with each other and they just disbanded. And
yeah.
Now I think they were.
I guess they're back together.
Yeah, right. Well, weren't they married to each other and they swapped off or something?
Kind
of reminded me of Fleetwood Mac.
I don't know anything about them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think it was a kind of a Fleetwood Mac thing.
But September 2nd is this Friday is the date that they referenced. So there's going to be some sort of big announcement on the 2nd.
Right.
No
those
tears,
of us who are ABBA fans, unite.
No tears. Oh, jeez. Does ABBA make him cry too?
Everybody does.
Not everybody is.
Watch, okay. I can make him cry right now.
Yeah.
How you say cucumber is in the news. Jennifer, you want to take this one?
This girl, holy smokes. Hilaria Baldwin is multitasking. She's drinking coffee and making cream for her babies. No, she's breastfeeding and she's drinking coffee in the kitchen.
Thank you. Let's do that again, Victoria.
She put up a black and white photo to Instagram of her pumping breast milk while sipping on a hot beverage. She's got 6 kids, 2 children under a year old. She stands in her kitchen.
All of them with Alec Baldwin?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Really? She's got 6 kids? Woo. Yeah.
This woman pops them out. Like
she's obsessed.
Comes out, the other one goes in. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like a revolving door.
Ugh. And Alec has even said that she has, like, an obsession with babies and that once they hit, like, 2 or 3 years old, she's through with them and she wants another baby. I mean, that's, that's crazy.
How you say cucumber?
I don't think it's a big surprise because she posts all kinds of pictures. This is why we even know that she was a fraud because she posted so many pictures that Amy Schumer came out and said, "All right, enough already."
Yeah.
This is where she
How you say cucumber? I always love that. You do that so well, Jennifer.
How you say cucumber?
28 after the hour.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet is reporting one person was rescued and 5 others were missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed into the Pacific Ocean Tuesday afternoon. The MH-60S chopper crashed into the sea about 60 nautical miles from San Diego, California. It's unclear how many sailors were aboard the aircraft assigned to the USS Abraham Lincoln. California firefighters worked into the night to try to stop the growing Caldor fire from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Evacuation orders were expanded to communities in Nevada. The weeks-old fire was 18% contained Wednesday as it threatened almost 34,000 homes and other structures in the area. President Trump on One America News Tuesday grades President Biden's Afghan withdrawal.
This is the greatest humiliation in the history of our country, in my opinion. This is a psychological humiliation and a military humiliation.
USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden's leadership of the Afghanistan withdrawal has many on both sides of the aisle questioning his supreme commander ability. Former Pennsylvania Congressman Charlie Dent tells CNN someone needs to be held accountable for the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal.
Well, I think that there has to be some level of accountability. The evacuation clearly was successful in many ways. It was extraordinary what our people on the ground did. But the policy that led up to this evacuation was disastrous on a strategic, military, diplomatic, and humanitarian level. I think the president, you know, presented a false choice to the American people. That is, either we end this forever war, everybody out, or a major troop surge. And I don't think that was the choice at all. You know, yes, we could have maintained an uneasy equilibrium or a very fragile status quo better than the Taliban. And so but I do think there has to be some level of accountability. Not right now, but over time, I think there should be someone who should probably step down over what happened, because I don't think anybody can say this policy made a lot of sense. And I don't believe for a second that the American people wanted to surrender the whole country to the Taliban on the way out the door. I hear all these polls saying that everybody wants out, but to surrender it to the Taliban and to extremists who may end up developing another base from which to conduct attacks.
Hurricane Ida's remnants will be in central Pennsylvania all the way through parts of southern New England, especially southern Connecticut today, with really heavy rain and some flash flooding. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here we go, back into action here with the mind mold of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, trying to be nice as we can be to each other and everybody else. It's kind of amazing when you look around and see how people who are nasty to each other expect there to be good results that come from that. It just doesn't. There are a lot of jerks in the world, unfortunately, but there are more good people than there are jerks. Just don't become one, and that'll be cool. Can we go back to the COVID thing for a minute? I'm wondering why it's taking so long to get a COVID vaccine for youngsters. That seems to, especially with the back-to-school stuff, there hasn't been.
There's a lot of inflammation in young people that are
caused by the ingredients,
easy.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. In most cases, that subsides in a couple of days. They've done a lot of studies actually now on that.
I mean, my dad's cardiologist was like, I'm all for the vaccine for adults, but he's like, the load of patients that I've seen who are under 18 who have gotten the vaccine, he said it's pretty overwhelming. He's like, I don't know how I feel about giving it to younger kids. So, I don't know. I think that there's a lot to consider for parents, and I think that should be respected. That's a big decision to make.
I don't know. I'm asking the question because
right now it's only approved for kids who are 12 and over, right? Because I have little cousins who are all 12, 13 years old, and four of them, they've all been vaccinated, and they're fine. So it's, you know, I think that they're working on a younger dose for younger kids. But the dose that my 12-year-old cousins got is not the same dose that you get as an adult. It's a smaller dose.
Yeah, it's a different dose. I guess I don't understand why the push for the kids, because kids who get COVID already are pretty much surviving, right? They don't have the bad side effects that adults do.
They don't get really sick.
No. That's not true. Children's hospitals all through the South are completely overrun with kids who are really,
but
really
by and large,
sick.
By and large, most kids do recover from this. And so, yes, there are going to be instances, and there's probably going to be instances of people getting sick after they take the vaccine. But the point is this. If you're still carrying the viral load as part of the vaccine, it's not going to help prevent schools from not shutting down. They're still going to be spreading around COVID. So whether you have the vaccine or not, this isn't going to ensure that schools are going to stay in session. In fact, it really probably is not going to do anything in that realm, because kids are still going to be spreading it, vaccinated or not. So I guess that's why I wonder about the push.
For my cousins who, there's a mix of private and public school, and so apparently in both the private and public schools, if you are vaccinated, then you don't have to wear a mask. From a month ago, that was the guidance to parents. So parents who don't want their kids to wear a mask, get them vaccinated, then they don't have to wear a mask. Now, it depends on where you are, how heavy the caseloads are. That can easily
everybody's
change.
Everybody's wearing masks in Los Angeles. Everybody's wearing masks. Everybody's,
yeah, I was talking about and, yeah, going
same in
to
Jersey.
The Costco.
Yeah, everybody's wearing masks.
I was at a
Jersey.
Costco store yesterday. Pretty much everybody had a mask on going in, coming out. And as I said before, very few people speaking English, which I found just curious, much anything else. All right, so with regard to the rules that you probably will have to adhere to depending on where you eat, the fast food chains have now gone back to closing indoor seating areas. They opened them up for a while. I guess most of them, McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's, and you name the other places. Megan and I, no, was it Megan? Who did I stop with? One of the guys. No, I was with one of the guys the other day. And we stopped at Boston Market. Because I find that Boston Market, if I'm in a hurry and I want what is a decent meal, that's a good place to go. And they're still having people eat inside. But they separated out the tables and stuff so there's plenty of room between them. I think most of the fast food restaurants, not a lot of room inside of them, right? I can go into a Starbucks and sit around and chat and chew. They don't have.
It depends. Mm-hmm.
What happens to the places that had the sort of coffee bars where you go in and you could do your take your laptop and do stuff in there? What do they call those places when you go in there?
Used to be called cyber cafes. Is that what you're talking about? But those don't really exist because every cafe is now a cyber cafe.
That was in the 90s. Yeah.
Oh, will you stop?
I'm dead serious. That's literally where the phrase was coined. It was in the 90s. Cyber cafes. You could walk in, and then they sometimes offered coffee, and later it became kind of a Starbucksy kind of thing. But you would go in, and you would pay for your internet by the hour, and whatever it was. I mean, that's what it was by definition. Okay. It's not an age joke. It's a fact.
Yeah. Sounded like an age
punch. Now every cafe is a cyber cafe.
Yeah,
right.
Everything has
okay.
Wi-Fi. It's free
got
Wi-Fi.
It.
You don't have to pay for it anymore.
Singapore had a month ago only a 31% vaccination rate. As of today, 80% of the people in that country are vaccinated.
They got hit so hard, and everybody was like, "Okay, we're going to get on board now with vaccines."
But isn't it interesting that it took that there, and people reacted that way, and yet over here, people are not reacting that way. I just
because
find it
you know why? Because most Asian countries deal with this all the time. It's not as bad as this.
Well, the flu's
but,
always
I mean,
started
but if
with
you,
it, don't they?
Well, it feels like it, but you know, I mean, you know, Governor Murphy in New Jersey, where I live, he used to be, when he was in the financial world before he went into politics, he was like one of the heads of Goldman Sachs or one of those big companies, and he lived in Hong Kong with his family. And this was like, he said that this is wearing a mask in public is just what everyone does all the time anyway, regardless of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. So masks and vaccines, and which they don't normally develop vaccines for any of like the SARS and the MERS and all the other stuff that comes along. And so to have a vaccine in order to get back to real life or to not die, I'm not surprised at all that Asian countries are jumping on that very quickly.
People in the news. Elizabeth Holmes. Everybody remember her?
Yeah.
When, huh?
Oh,
she
yeah, I said, yeah.
That blood that testing company, Theranos.
Oh, yep. Right, yeah.
Remember her?
Yep.
And she was accused of bilking billions of dollars out of people because she must be very smart. If she figured out how to juice up the results and fool people to the extent that she did, she was the youngest female billionaire, I think, in the history of American business, wasn't she?
Like she was on target to be, yeah, something like that.
Right. But then she was found out and got arrested and went to jail and got out, obviously, but she's on trial starting today. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. Don't you, you know, she's, there are a number of people here that certainly
it's
the
investors.
It's
going to absolutely be a Lifetime movie, so you'll get to see the full story.
Oh, it already has been. Yeah. They've already done movies on it. Yeah. I forget the name of it. There was sort of a clever name that was a swipe at her, one of the ones that came out. But now she's blaming her ex-boyfriend and saying that he bullied her and abused her and told her what she could eat during the day. I mean, that's her defense.
What's that got to do with
him? Exactly. That's exactly it. That is literally her defense.
She was so sad. She had to inflict pain on other people.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she's going to say she was malnourished because he wouldn't let her eat enough and then she made bad decisions. I don't know, but that is... It was sort of a laughing stock, on social media commentary of like, really? This is the only defense you can come up with?
Say she's in trouble. John Stewart, next name in the news. Apple has set a debut date for The Problem with John Stewart. It's going to be on Apple TV Plus starting at the end of next month. Apple described the show as a multiple-season, single-issue series taking a deep dive on the issues affecting us most. What does that mean?
All kinds of different things. So it's each episode is going to be a single topic. So it's not unlike what John Oliver's show on HBO is. So it's kind of like they'll just take whatever, the topic is. He'll do his normal, research, have probably funny commentary on it and things like that. But what's interesting is that he's also doing a podcast, a companion podcast that he's going to be hosting. That is definitely such a big trend right now. HBO Max and Netflix and Apple, they're all looking into doing this. So you get the show and then you get a companion podcast with it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's the new bonus material.
I like him a lot. I think
he's me too.
Very smart. I think his commentary is right on. He doesn't pull any punches. And people respect him. Folks from both sides. It's hard sometimes to get people to agree to go on with Bill Maher because he's so acerbic. But Stewart.
I don't know. Lately, he's actually seemed pretty common.
I was going to just say that, Jennifer. He seems to be calming down.
Especially with the cancel culture stuff. Yeah.
Changing his style a little bit. But anyway, the point with Jon Stewart is that he's sort of coming back into the focus. And he has a lot to say, as do we all, I guess. And if we're given a platform, or if you can take a platform, he's been doing a lot of diverse stuff. He directed a movie, didn't he? He's got a TV thing.
He's done a lot of things, and he runs an animal sanctuary
that's
about 15 minutes from where I live
in
Jersey. Yeah. And so, he's been busy, but a lot of people have just been asking, when is he coming back to TV? I mean, the Daily Show has been such a dumpster fire ever since he left. So he's not going to go back to The Daily Show. Now he at least gets to do things on his, his own time and his own schedule and his own topics and stuff. But, I think it'll do well.
Here's something that's shameful. Scams aimed at veterans on the rise. 80% of vets say they've encountered a veteran-specific scam. 16% have lost money on these scams. Which
I don't
is
know how people live with themselves.
I don't know how you can go after and scam people
who have made really big sacrifices for the country.
Well, because you have no conscience. You don't have these people are animals.
Well, but they're also not Americans. So we talked about this in the tech report at least a month ago. We warned everyone, if you are a veteran or if you have veterans in your family, there are scams on Facebook that look very legit. They are paid Facebook ads that Facebook won't take down. Facebook is still not transparent with who pays for these ads. These are clearly either Russians, North Koreans, or Chinese, right? I mean, those are the three big heavy hitters when it comes to this kind of stuff. And yeah, they're extorting money from our veterans. I don't use Facebook, but to me, like, that's enough for a boycott on Facebook. You want to allow this disrespect to happen to our own veterans, and you claim that you're such a great American company? Facebook is
so out to lunch. One of the mothers who lost her son in Afghanistan last week was pulled down on Facebook because she was writing about her son's death, and she was pulled off.
Yeah,
but we can scam veterans, and that's fine.
Right. Ugh.
Speaking of death, a former CIA officer who called COVID a hoax becomes the latest well-known person to die from the virus. We've had three radio talk hosts in as many weeks die from it, and it all has gotten national attention. Now, today's name is Robert David Steele, who worked for the CIA, retired a few years ago, 69 years of age. He believed COVID was a hoax.
Now, this one intrigues me a little bit, though, because, okay, radio hosts are just being radio hosts when they talk about this stuff, but why would someone at the CIA call it a hoax?
Well, that's a very good reason.
And what was he saying?
I mean, good question. He felt like he needed to speak out. He was a streamer. He had apparently a blog, and he said, quote, this was August 17th. Did you see this? I will not take the vaccination, though I did test positive for whatever they're calling COVID these days. The bottom line is my lungs are not functioning. So he was one of these conspiratorial guys. He says he works
for the CIA, so this is what's disturbing.
if you work for the CIA, really, you're not allowed to say you work for the CIA. So I don't know. I call BS on all of this.
Well, what's he saying? And like, shouldn't that concern us a little bit? I don't know.
What? That he's out and about saying I won't
that
get
he's
a vaccine?
Dead after being. I mean, dead. Is he blowing
what,
the whistle
you somebody...
on something?
Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting he was off because...
Yes. I'm saying the government killed him.
It's 10... Wait a minute. No. We're 48 past the hour. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, it's time for our weekly visit here on the DJV program with Uri Geller, who has lots of psychic power. He has lots of intuitive power. He just has a powerful brain, one of those brains that works, and he has support from who knows what source. But we all have support from that source, and that's part of what you're teaching us in helping people in this new book that you have that's out, Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All. Uri Geller has written this release, Releasing Your Psi Force for Health, Wealth, Success, and Peace of Mind, which is something that most people are lacking these days, worrying about the COVID, the fact that we don't seem to be free anymore to go where we want to go and do what we want to do. So is there something that we can do individually? When you think about psychic powers, you think about helping other people. How do you help yourself?
That's a good question. You know, I have two books out at the same time. The other one is called Uri Geller Learn How to Douse. And I basically say use the world's most powerful search engine, and that's your intuition. And if you can look into your intuitive powers, my goodness, you can do anything. You can achieve your goals. You know, I always say if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. Whatever you can visualize, you can materialize because there's nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are the architect of your own life. And if you know how to activate, how ignite your psychic powers, then definitely that energy will help you achieve your goals. I do it simply with my affirmations every day. I do almost like confirmations. I confirm to myself that I will be successful, that I will have a great day, that I'm strong, that I'm relaxed, that I'm happy. I basically speak, Doug, to my submerged 90% of my mind. Mm-hmm. And I keep telling it again and again and again. I'm strong, I'm relaxed, I'm happy. You know, Doug, that your subconscious will absorb this message and will make it true. It's fascinating because it's all our consciousness, our mind, our brain, the power, the energy we have in our mind is like an iceberg. You only see, and you might only feel the tip of the iceberg. But hey, you know, messages from your subconscious are called instincts. Remember this word, instincts, intuitions, your psychic gifts. And you can develop your psychic mind power. Just basically listen to your subconscious and use even more of your brain than Albert Einstein. Everyone can do it. I'm not unique. Maybe I'm unique in the field of spoon bending and kind of quirky things that made me well known around the world. But it boils down to self-belief, motivation, and motivation. You motivate yourself to be successful. And if you sink yourself into that level of belief that you can be successful, you will be healthier, you will be happier, and you will achieve peace of mind, it will come your way sooner or a little later.
It seems so easy. It seems so obvious. It seems so important for us to be able to do that. I'm strong, relaxed, and happy. One of the things that people forget about is that as you close your eyes to go to sleep or even take a nap, whatever the image is, whatever the audio, whatever the video, whatever you're thinking as you close your eyes is what you carry in to the sleep cycle.
As sleep cycles are very important, even power naps. The more research is done about sleeping, and the scientists who are dealing with, in sleeping labs and so forth and experiments, they say, take a nap, take a power nap. I just read that Ronaldo, the famous soccer player, who is one of the most famous people around the world, there are days that it takes 5 naps, power naps.
Wow.
It's amazing, really. And, also don't forget yourself. You're doing this. You must say to yourself, I'm doing this for me. I love myself and I deserve success.
So words of advice from the author of Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All, Uri Geller. Check the book out at Amazon, wherever you get your books, or at urigeller.com, URIGELLER. Uri, speak to you again next week.
Thank you, Doug. Love to all.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.